Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome to the Drift Radio Show. Good to have you aboard with us on this wonderful Saturday. A little rainy this morning.
A little, like thunder boomers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In studio with me, Ipsy Ed Bondurant.
Hi, how you doing?
The irredeemable.
I am redeemed.
Redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Deplorable.
Yes, okay, I'm deplorable, maybe. But I am redeemed.
Okay, well, welcome to the Dregs Radio. I mean, the Drift Radio Show. And what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that I put on thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. It's the news.
You need to know.
Thank you very much. So get that information that I put on there for you. You won't find it on the mainstream media. You won't find it on Fox and all the other ones.
It's not fake news.
It's not fake news. Well,
hey, everybody, right. Put your hands over your ears. There you go.
How do you manage to not have that in front of you when we start the show?
I don't know.
Just amazing. Well, let's take care of a little business before we dive into the dregs of the show. Diggett Services, LLC, complete mini excavator and skid steer services. Mike Kuzma is the owner of this great little excavating company. He's a super nice guy. 248-789-7619. I got to get hold of him to do some work for me in my driveway pretty quickly here. 248-789-7619. He's got brand new equipment, great equipment. It's a good way to get those things done around the house when you got to move. Don't get the wheelbarrow and shovel out. Just call Mike and he'll do it to you and get it over with.
You know what else he has?
What's he got?
Integrity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Much like Judge Kavanaugh.
Yes.
So we
nice segue.
Let's just jump into this because we got a lot to cover in the 20 odd minutes we have here before Congressman Wahlberg comes on and we can get some fresh views on what his take is with Kavanaugh and everything else going on in Washington. But yesterday, Cloture voted and they managed to get it through. The lone Republican who opted out of supporting him was that moron, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, who is no Republican.
Well, remember how she got in. There was a Tea Party guy running, and he got the primary, so she ran as an independent with Democrat help. And I'm thinking that picture, yes, and I'm thinking that picture of Feinstein glaring at her and threatening her in the hallway where she's cringing away from Feinstein, who's shorter than her, you know, is where, hey, remember, you owe us,
yes,
or we're going to break your legs.
Yeah, and if you watched her this morning speaking, wasn't it this morning or was it last night? I can't remember now. I saw it this morning.
Depends if you're watching a tape or not.
And the look on her face was one of abject guilt. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This woman was hiding something, trying to explain just what it looked like me as a kid talking to my dad about why I was late one night, and it was because I had my first beer, and I was feeling guilty and lousy because I had my first beer, and I'm thinking, that was me!
You drank beer in high school?
I did.
Oh, man, you are not fit to be on this radio show. Out of here.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Well, let's take a call from Leslie in Grand Rapids, wants to talk about Brett Kavanaugh. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you?
Happy Saturday. I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So you've got some opinions on Brett Kavanaugh?
I do. I am a woman, and I support him 100%. Absolutely. I think he's completely credible, and I think the Democrats are not.
Yeah. What were your thoughts? Because, you know, the Me Too movement, the Him Too. I understand all women should be heard. And if a woman has the charges, let her make her charge and come forward. And I understand maybe it's not easy and it's difficult and it's horrific, whatever. But 35 years later?
Yes.
For me, I don't know if you listened to the show last week, Leslie, or not, but for me last week, I talked about the fact, because I watched the whole thing. I watched all of her testimony. I watched all of his testimony. And from the very moment when she opened her mouth and began speaking with that phony little girl voice, vocal fry, and then the up-talk on the end of it, hello, this is how I talk, you know, that sort of phony as the day is long, and we even played a clip of that actress, Rachel.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. who showed how it's done. Mm-hmm. But I'm not buying any of it. So were the Republicans mean to her in any way?
No, I don't think so. I think what really gets me about the whole thing is that, well, especially on the Democrat end of it, yes, everybody deserves to be heard, and that's fine, but you're innocent until proven guilty. There's no proof. You have to come with proof. Again, I agree with what you said. Why did you wait so long? And it's so reminiscent of what they did to Roy Moore. And yep. I feel like, so every time a Republican is up for something, are they just going to bring out three or four women who said they were raped and their story doesn't hold up? And then what? What are they going to do if a woman is you know, going to be brought up for something, some sort of election for something?
Oh,
what are
you
gonna
mean
do when,
like,
it's a woman? I just think that's interesting.
You yeah. mean like Amy Roney? Oh, Amy Coney?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Because yes. she will be
what's
the next.
What's going to be the
yeah.
story then?
Yeah. Oh, that's popcorn.
Yeah. She will, if it doesn't happen in the first term, it will happen in the second term. She will be brought out and she will be the nominee. What are you Democrats going to do to a woman?
Exactly.
How are you going to make a woman look
bad? Oh, they're researching her already.
I'm sure. They'll come. I mean, they can. You said it. Spin a story out of thin air, and they'll find anything. I'm sure. But what are you going to do when you don't have the rape allegations? Then what's it going to be?
You're going to call for another FBI investigation, and then the FBI is going to notice that, hey, people have been coerced or mm-hmm. leaned on to change their testimony. I think we're going to look into you now.
Yeah.
You know, like her FBI friend who...
Monica
yes.
McLean.
Yes.
Right? So that
mm-hmm.
didn't even come out really until after the vote yesterday.
Right.
And I think Rush was, I don't know if he broke it or not, but he kind of brought it out in a big way. And he...
Mm-hmm.
The boyfriend said that Ford was coaching her on the polygraph, but she had no experience with polygraphs.
Yeah.
So we've got two investigations that need to happen right there. Ford perjured herself, if the boyfriend is correct.
Yep, yep.
And then McLean supposedly leaning on her friend Leland.
Yep.
Okay,
yes.
To change her testimony, that woman's got to go to jail.
Yeah.
There's so much that needs to happen with regard to the Democrats, so many like shady, horrible things that I just don't understand how we're not, and hopefully we will see some indictments or something. I don't know.
We had an attorney general
that's on Twitter of Sheila Jackson Lee giving Ford's attorney that envelope.
Yes. Now that one I thought got debunked. I'm pretty sure Tucker debunked that, didn't he?
Yeah. Supposedly they were.
Well, it was it did look incriminating. That's all I'm saying.
It looked, but I don't think they'd be that. Well, they're stupid, but they were supposed to be letters of support.
I don't know. They're stupid.
Yeah. Well, what else you got, Leslie? Anything?
You know what? I don't know. I'm looking forward to great things. Red October, that's all I can say.
Yes. Yes. Well, let's hope with the Kavanaugh out of the way, hopefully today in a positive manner, that maybe these thousands of sealed indictments we will see that we've been hearing about across the country will be unleashed. That's what I'm hoping for.
So. Fingers crossed.
Yes,
that's what
fingers
I'm hoping
crossed.
For.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Leslie. I appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. You guys have a great one.
See
you too. Bye-bye. Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia wants to talk about Brett. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, one thing I have to point out, because of two very important issues that I keep hearing brought up on what I would describe as reliable conservative talk, one is that Kavanaugh is opposed to reversing the ruling on same-sex marriage, that Kavanaugh is opposed to reversing Roe versus Wade. I don't want him in the Supreme Court. And so, from my point of view, I want him to fail, and I want Trump to bring up a real conservative that if the opportunity did arise to get rid of same-sex marriage, to get rid of Roe versus Wade, he would do it.
So what he said was he thought stare decisis, this whole thing of, you know, precedence, which has been... that's what kept the Dred Scott case in effect for so long was precedence. You know, but eventually it has to be reversed, and it's not going to be just if a case comes before the Supreme Court it won't be because the judges asked for it. It will be because the states asked for it. They'll bring up something. It'll come before the Supreme Court. And I'm pretty sure Kavanaugh will look at that and he'll say, you know, the fact that private, there is no right to privacy in the Constitution is as given in that decision, that he's going to, you know, he's going to go along with reversing right. or removing parts
well,
of it.
Well, and let's clear this up because I had an argument with a guy the other day. If Roe v. Wade is overturned, it does not make abortion right. illegal. It simply sends it back to the states, and the states will make that decision on a state-by-state basis. If California wants to keep abortion legal, they will keep it legal. If Iowa wants to, or Michigan wants to make it illegal, then they will make it illegal. So it doesn't make abortion illegal across the country. It only sends it back to the states and allows the states to now make that decision. Because if you're a true constitutionalist, the Constitution says nothing about you having a right for an abortion, period.
That's
that,
right.
is, that is not in there. It simply puts it back to the states and says it's not a constitutional issue, period.
Well, speaking as a Christian, as you know, I don't believe, on my own personal view, that the states should have the right, the nation should have the right to murder babies. And so if I get a whiff of anybody that's willing to tolerate abortion, and I would also put that towards the issue of same-sex marriage. Anybody that's willing to tolerate it, he's out as yeah. far as my vote. Yeah.
Well, and you're entitled to that opinion. There are a lot of people, Ken, that are like you on that. So great call, great points. Appreciate the call. Take care.
I think
Take
some care. Of that, see, Ken, I think some of that was basically trying to smooth things over to get through, talking about the precedence issue and how giving honor to precedence so it doesn't look like, hey, I'm going to step right in and demand we overturn Roe v. Wade.
Right.
We know the guy's pro-life.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see anything like that come up in the short term anyways. You know, the Democrats want to complain about that being overturned. You might want to wait for what's her name?
Amy Coney Barrett.
Right. Because she will probably be the next nominee,
mm-hmm.
and the Democrats will go, their heads will explode, number one. They will explode and do everything they can to stop her from being on there, because she is, like Ken, a complete pro-life person, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I think she's made it very clear that she is one of those people who wants to see Roe v. Wade be overturned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it'll happen.
And you can do that on purely judicial grounds without even thinking in terms of abortion. It could have been the right to chew bubble gum.
Right.
Okay, is that right in the Constitution?
Yes, exactly. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'd like to point out the fact that there's been several cases of spinous erectus in the Republican Party. These guys grew a pair. It was awesome.
Susan Collins, again yesterday, I put the little plug in my ear and was listening to it at work. I was as proud of Susan Collins yesterday as I was as proud of Lindsey Graham the last week now, since he made his statement at Kavanaugh's hearing and then was on the news and said, if I support Trump and you don't like it, I don't give a blank.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who is this Lindsey Graham? What have you done with the loser that we had here before? Thank you for bringing in the new pod, Lindsey Graham.
It's almost like the specter of John McCain. Because he must have kept all those people in a lock. He has his own testicle lockbox, as Rush says, for his own party, you know? Because once he went away, then everybody's coming out of the closet, as it were. And most people didn't see it, but during the day, in the middle of the week, the Republicans had a press briefing, and they were on fire. They were literally yelling at the freaking press, and that's probably why you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Because they were just tearing them a new one. And secondly, today is the debut of the new Doctor Who guys.
Oh, really?
Guy or girl?
It's a girl.
It's a lady this time, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That would be an interesting take. I can see that. I'm old school.
Yourself. You can lust after her now.
Yeah, I'm old school. I like the original Doctor Who, the movies with the Daleks, which are kind of cheesy old sci-fi movies, long before it became a TV series. That was what I like. But great call, Gary. Anything else?
It's on in about 15 minutes, but you're going to miss it.
I'm going to miss it. Yes, exactly. Well, we got DVD on demand at home, so we're good to go.
All right.
Take care,
Gary.
Guys,
take it easy.
Bye. All right. So I want to tell people, because this is the insanity of the left, and I want to kind of show this. Derek, we got a few tracks ready here. The first track is the screaming memes at Capitol Hill. And I just look at these people, I'm like, you are as immature and out of control as toddlers. It's just amazing. Derek, let's start with track one.
Look at us! 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 Look at us!
Who's taking care of their cats?
On Capitol Hill as protesters swarm Senator Joe Manchin after the Democrat announced he will vote yes for Brett Kavanaugh. The ambushing of lawmakers has been going on for days. Senator Orrin Hatch, another example.
Don't you wave your hand at me. I wave my hand at you.
When you grow up, I'll be fine.
When I
you
grow up, we grow
you
up.
You and I grow
how
up.
How dare you talk to women that way? How dare you that first?
How dare you talk to women that way?
All right. Yeah. Personally,
that's the sound of democracy. You got to admit that is the sound of
sound
democracy.
Sound of a mob.
I don't know. It's the sound of democracy.
Here's what I think. And this, you can correct
it
me
is the sound of democracy.
Wouldn't
their energy
be
better
spent?
That's not democracy. No, democracy is a
mobilization on turning people out, on getting people to the polls instead of just screaming at senators.
Well, you can do two things at one time. They're doing both. This is a people's filibuster. I haven't been there.
A people's filibuster.
Yeah, it's a people's filibuster. They're out there.
All right. So anyways, and that was Donna Brazile talking. She was on the Five, and I was like, what? Why do you have Donna Brazile on there? But actually, she's entertaining.
Fair and balanced.
I kind of like Donna Brazile's because she's not a raging a-hole.
She gave up Clinton and Bernie.
Yes.
You know?
So, and I find her kind of entertaining watching Donna Brazile. So I'll take that over Juan Williams any day of the week. So Fox, there you go. Bring on Donna Brazile and get rid of that moron, Juan Williams, who doesn't have a lick of common sense or can't make his own arguments.
It's wouldn't it be cool to have Juan Williams and his two conservative sons on the show at the same time?
I would love to see that.
Oh, I'd pay for that.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
But Dad, you're an idiot.
But it shows you the sheer insanity of these people. And these are the people that are wearing the pink hats and dressing up as vaginas and doing all the crazy. You know what? Formulate an argument and speak reasonably. And I don't understand why the Capitol Police allow these people to literally accost, because that's verbal assault. If you are chasing someone out, you're yelling at them like that, you're assaulting me.
Mm-hmm.
Make your comments. Talk to me peacefully. Don't raise your voice to me. You know, if we can sit as adults, and I think that's why Orrin Hatch said, when you grow up, I'll speak to you, because you're not speaking like an adult. You can say, Senator, we really want you to hear our side. Can you give us 30 seconds? Make your speech to him. And like the lady that cornered Flake in the elevator, screaming, look at me. Don't tell me to look at you. Yeah. I'm not yours to command. I don't care if you're a woman or not.
And then they say, you can't talk to me like that. But they can yell expletives at you and scream in your face, but you can't talk to them like that.
Yeah, just absolutely. I was mortified. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit on line two. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi. Yeah, I had to call in. You're saying that it doesn't say any place on the Constitution that you have a right to an abortion.
Yes.
Well, I gotta disagree with that. And the argument is, it's in Roe versus Wade. They use the Ninth Amendment. You know, and it's like nobody ever wants to talk about the Ninth Amendment.
Go ahead and quote it.
The Ninth Amendment gives unless something's powers expressly given to the federal government, you know, the right belongs to the people or the state. And
exactly. That's our point.
Okay, now the right of the people is life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
That's not a Constitution.
Hold on, if you let me finish my argument.
But it's a preamble. But they work together.
If you say abortion, you're actually talking about a medical procedure.
You're talking about murder, but go ahead.
On the one side, you have the people that, murdering babies. But it's, it's not murder. They think it's murder, but not everybody believes that. And personally, I don't believe it.
That's fine. Okay? Murder is, we don't have a federal crime of murder. We don't. We have a state crime of murder. All right? So if you want to call murder or abortion murder or not murder, that's something that should be settled in the state. And that's the whole point. Yeah. Roe v. Wade was making it a federal issue when it should be a state issue. And the only way they can make it a federal issue is to say there was a right in the Constitution to privacy that even Justice Ginsburg found weird.
Here's the second part of my argument. When they say the right of privacy, I believe they're talking about privacy of the courts. The courts do not want to enforce the Ninth Amendment against the government, because that makes the Ninth Amendment makes the people sovereign. Okay, that makes the drug war unconstitutional. It makes a lot of this, you know, licensing. You know, you have to be a doctor to be able to say certain words and things of that nature.
That's not the way the argument in the Supreme Court was stated. That's not the way it was framed.
Yeah, either way, it's a good point, Tom, and I get your point. I don't agree with it, mind you, but it's a good point, and I can see where you're coming from. I appreciate the call. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, who has gotten to the Capitol Police? This is ridiculous. Somebody has obviously given them a stand-down order for most cases, unless if the protesters have gotten really out of hand. And we need the bikers for Trump. Where are them? We need them roaming the halls,
bad
protecting
optics.
Our centers. Let these little brats get in a biker for Trump man's face.
Bad optics.
Yeah, I will say this. I will say this, Joe. I think the optics throughout this process in the last week has played in big favor for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you've got these lunatic and these women... Sorry, I'm not just bagging on the women, because there's some...
There were a couple of
men,
weird guys.
And I'm using quotation marks, right?
Man buns.
There are
the
some
crowd.
Man bun guys along with those women, and it's just insane. And I want to play this for you. Stay on the line, Joe. We're going to play the second part of that track, Derek, about the and I want you to listen. I don't know if everyone saw this or not. This is the organizers, because this is not a grassroots movement. This is an organized movement. You got that part ready to go?
Oh,
listen to this.
Throw to some piece of tape?
Sure.
That I. This is a. This is my
this
favorite.
This has never
part.
Been done before.
This is my favorite part of the protest. Listen. Can we roll this?
On closure. We're voting on closure. In 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes.
Meet me to the left.
Meet me to the left.
If you would like to go to an office.
If you would like to go to an office.
To spend time.
Spend time.
With your senator.
With your senator.
Summon to vote.
And summon to vote.
Let's go watch the vote.
Let's go watch the vote.
In offices that you wish to communicate with.
In offices that you wish to communicate
with. Good enough. I think you get the idea. So there's these people, these paid organizers, and they're making them repeat back to them verbatim. I wish we could have caught the part where say, I want you to repeat after me so you remember the instruction. What the hell is wrong with you people? You're acting like kindergartners, and you're allowing these organizers who are paid by George Soros.
Well, let's get down to how did the protesters get in the Kavanaugh hearing that had to be ejected? How do we get to the people that gave them passes? That's really important right there, because you couldn't get in that hearing without a pass. And I listened to one woman who said that on Tucker. Oh, it was Tammy Bruce, I think. She said she was like third in line, waiting to get in, and she couldn't get in because of everybody else who had passes, and all these protesters are in there. Somebody else got them in just to do what they did. Yeah. That's
a
crime.
Like Alyssa Milano. What the heck is Alyssa Milano as a guest of Feinstein doing in there?
Me too. She heads the Me Too movement.
For sure. Like I said, we need a Robert Bork lookalike in there, behind there, to send the message.
Yeah. The only problem with the Robert Bork thing is most of the millennials won't recognize him.
Yeah.
You know? I think of Robert Bork, and the last picture I think I had seen of him, you know who he reminded me of? Who was our Surgeon General that had the big Colonel Sanders beard?
Oh, yeah. Coop. Yeah, Coop. C. Everett Coop.
C. Everett Coop. They always reminded me of each other, you know? But
hey,
I don't
you know,
even know if he's alive anymore.
We needed a bunch of senators in the galley. We needed a bunch of people in the galley to have stood up and said, I am Kavanaugh. I am Kavanaugh. Boy, I wish I thought of that earlier.
Well, there you go. You and me. We are Kavanaugh.
we are Kavanaugh.
All right. Well, appreciate the call, Joe.
All right. Thanks.
Take care,
guys. Love you.
Yeah, love you, too. All right. So it's insanity at its utmost.
Well, you know, they called for an FBI hearing. All this stuff is blowing up in their face.
Yeah.
Like we were talking to the lady from Grand Rapids who, I'm sorry, but.
Leslie,
that's right. You know, they call for this investigation and they're complaining it's not long enough. I for one, if I didn't want to see Kavanaugh in as soon as I did, I'd love to have seen that. Yeah, let's talk to more people, because people are going to go to jail on the left over this.
I absolutely agree. All right, well, there's the hard break. We'll see all of you on the other side.
I'm a long gone daddy, I don't need you.
always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee spells out what kind of a Supreme Court justice he thinks Brett Kavanaugh could be.
He's going to look at the law. He's going to look at the facts of the case. He's going to leave his own personal views out of it. And he's going to not do what some judges do, be a super legislator trying to fill in holes or modernize the Constitution.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley on Fox. The voting is set for about 3:30. Under previous Senate rules, 60 votes were needed to confirm a Supreme Court nominee. Ironically, it was former Majority Leader Harry Reid who lowered the threshold to 51 for lower court judges, a rule now applied to nominees to the highest court by GOP Senator Mitch McConnell.
We have now been turned into the House of Representatives, where only 51% is needed to pass a bill. That's not how the Senate has historically operated.
Democratic Senator Ed Markey. This is Fox News.
The Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea is Michigan's finest traditional Western wear store. The Mule Skinner features boots from Lucchese, Nocona, Tony Lama, and Justin in both leather and exotic skins. Women's boots, too. And check out the complete selection of Western hats from Resistall and Stetson with in-store custom creasing available from the Mule himself. Plus, a complete line of Western accessories. Also available at the Mule Skinner is a complete selection of all your concealment needs, including holsters, belts, and custom concealment vests designed by the Mule Skinner. Custom models specific. Specific holders are also available. So for the finest in traditional Western boots and hats, check out the Mule Skinner Boot Shop. Get the perfect fit on your new boots. Get a custom crease on your new hat. Check out all your concealment requirements and custom holsters. Come to Bill Kahn's Mule Skinner Boot Shop, Michigan's finest traditional Western store since 1973.
Now featuring a complete selection of concealment requirements in beautiful downtown Chelsea, right next door to Wines on Main. Western hospitality to you, Mule Skinner style.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift here in studio with Etsy Ed Bondrink.
Thank you for your inclusiveness.
I am an inclusive guy.
Yes.
I'm a diverse guy, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyways, we're talking Kavanaugh, and it looks like we got Jimmy on line two. I hope I got the right line there. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah, long time no talk to you
guys.
Yeah,
we thought you didn't like us anymore.
Oh, no, I like it.
Hey, you had an Antifa guy working for you, and you were going to see about getting us with him. What happened with that?
Hey, well, yeah, he's a frightened individual, and he no longer has anything to do with Antifa, and he's got a job, and he's very happy.
Oh, no, I'd really love to talk to him, but
yeah,
you called. I'm sorry.
You know, he's worried that they have been infiltrated, and he's worried about going to jail, and he saw what happened to my friends. a few years ago, and he knows that it's very real. And it's like, yeah, dude, you know, you start with some of these people, you don't know what's going to happen, you know. And so he's had a change
of heart. That was
He's had a change of heart, and he's also had a change in his way of thinking. He is not kind of like that anymore.
Basically.
Yeah. Well, of course, people get out and they start working and earning money, and they go,
Yeah. Well, give me your last thought on Kavanaugh, because I've got I got the congressman on the line. I'm going to bring him in. What do you got, Jimmy?
Oh, I'm sorry. If I was I have to say this. If I was a senator and Kavanaugh was up, my vote would have been no. But after what they did to him, I have to say yes, because they're trying to change the rule of law.
Yeah, yeah. Why no?
And what I don't like about the man is he's a statist, and he comes from that loony D.C. Court of Appeals, and I don't trust them people at all.
Yeah. Janice Daniels approach.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I think he would uphold some things if things went to court for the Homeland Security and things like that. He would uphold the state side completely, That's why I'm against. You know me.
Right.
I'm a libertarian.
Yeah. You are. You are. All right. Well, great points, man. I appreciate it, Jimmy. Don't stay away so long next time. Call in more often.
Thanks, man.
I will. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. All right, Lynn, calling in, we've got 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hello, sir.
Well, good afternoon. I guess this is the first Saturday of the month, so glad to be with you.
Yes, we're always glad to have you on board. Are you in Washington or are you home?
No, we're home.
You're home right now. So you're missing out on all the Looney Tunes and craziness that's going on in D.C. right now.
Well, that's amazing. America is America, but there are some parts of America think that they definitely don't have to abide by any rules of propriety that any of the rest of us do. When's the last time that you saw a conservative take over the U.S. Capitol, shut down committee hearings, attempt to do that, block streets, and shout obscenities?
Why then who do the Capitol Police report to?
The Capitol Police, of course, report to Congress.
There you go. So why is this happening? You're a congressman. You should be able to tell us this.
More importantly, they report to the Constitution. And they take the same oath of office in carrying out their functions as police officers to defend and protect, as I do to a great degree. So there's First Amendment liberties. When they cross the line, these people are arrested. I think the problem is when you take them into the D.C. court system, they get slapped with a $50 fine. They pay that. They're back out on the streets. And, of course, George Soros or somebody else is paying
that,
those fines.
Yeah. Well, $50 is $50. I don't like them in the quarters. I've been in the quarters of Congress, and I know I wasn't allowed to shout and yell.
Yeah, that does seem, Tim, just a little lack of decorum, free speech, whatever. At some point, I think you should be behaving and screaming at a senator, getting in their face, shoving your fingers at them.
That's threatening.
Like the way the two ladies accosted Jeff Flake in the elevator. To me, that seemed like assault, frankly, in my book.
Verbal assault.
Yeah.
The legal definition has to be followed, and since they didn't touch him, they have free speech, and sometimes free speech is ugly speech.
Yeah.
There are times when it crosses the line, and that's when the police have to deal with it, when they violate the rules, for instance, causing commotion in the committee room itself or in the House chambers, for instance, or Senate chambers. They're removed. But I tell you what, my respect for the Capitol Police is higher than it's ever been before. What they've had to put up with in the last 3 weeks or so is sad. But, you know, the best way we end this is we beat them in the polls.
Yeah.
And that's where your listeners have to come to that conclusion, that we can talk a lot, we can go to meetings, we can write texts and emails and all that type of stuff, but in the end, in America, the only way to beat back a cause that is trying to directly change this great United States and its Constitution without even changing the Constitution is to beat them at the polls.
Yes, and so give us a quick update on you, Tim, because I've seen a couple of commercials from your nemesis here in the district, and how are you feeling right now? You feeling kind of confident? Not overly confident, obviously. You never want to do that, but how are you feeling? Because you get outside of Ann Arbor and Ipsy, so you get the feel of the bigger district as a whole. I don't know that your opponent does, honestly.
We're out and about amongst everybody, whether it's high school classes for a opioid heroin abuse forum that we did in Adrian last week, the beginning of last week, or whether it was at the manufacturing day and in manufacturing sites all around my district and meeting with business people. The optimism out there is palpable amongst the general public. They're feeling good. I mean, just this last week, 134,000 jobs created last month. We go to a 3.7% unemployment rate last month. That's the best unemployment rate since 1969 when I graduated from high school,
yep,
almost 50 years ago. And the optimism index is still climbing. The stock market is climbing. All of it says that things are going strong in this country. And, in fact, people in their homes and their schools are more secure, safer than they have been for quite some time. Why? Because American principles are being followed. And that's a good thing. So no, I feel a good optimism out, but I also am concerned that we're so optimistic that we'll think things are going so well that we don't have to go to the polls or get our other friends, neighbors, family members, church members, etc., to get to the polls and vote for American freedom and opportunity.
Yeah, because I tell you what, I common sense. And would you just look at the facts and the data? I don't see a blue wave. I just
red
don't
wave.
See it.
Why isn't there a red wave? Why are they saying we're going to lose Congress, Congressman?
It drives me insane to watch Jonah Goldberg go on Fox News this morning and say the Senate will probably pick up Republican seats, but we think the House is going to go blue or at least lose more seats to the Democrats. And I'm thinking to myself, in what universe are you guys in Washington living? Because out on the streets here in America, I don't see Democrats being blown up. Because you know what? They don't stand for anything except ugliness, hatred, and vitriol. I'm hoping that Americans are not like that.
Jonah has never been a strong fan of Trump.
Yeah.
So he's dealing with that. But statistically speaking, Jonah can be very accurate because the first midterm election after a new president comes in with both majorities in both houses, he loses on average 32 seats in the House.
Yeah.
We lose 23. We're in the minority. And Nancy Pelosi is Speaker, and President Trump loses his final 2 years of any significant impact and spends time looking at impeachment proceedings both for both him and probably Kavanaugh. And that's what goes on. So I appreciate Jonah Goldberg saying that. If he wakes up, the conservatives, the Republicans, the independents that voted for President Trump last time because they were tired of what was happening, same old, and they wanted to see our nation strong again. They wanted to see our economy strong again. They wanted the world to listen to us as opposed to diffuse what we said. And that's all that's been happening now. So by rights, you're absolutely right. There should not be a problem in the world that not only would we keep our majorities, but we would pick up seats. But that isn't necessarily the case, and we have to make sure that's changed. When you have the total bashing of this administration and the efforts going on in Congress to do exactly what the people elected us to do, to reduce the unnecessary spending, to support our troops, to build a wall, to speak for Americanism, to cut taxes and grow the economy, to say to China, we aren't going to take it anymore, and oh, by the way, we're going to show you that we mean it, and we're doing that now, and we're seeing trade deals start to be cut that look real good, that will put us back in the driver's seat where we ought to be. All of that is taking place, but the media, of course, has been talking about everything else, and sadly, a lot of people are now so busy because of a good economy, they don't have time necessarily to read like you read.
Yeah,
and so that's why our voices have to be heard, but to our friends and neighbors saying, don't take this for granted. This could change overnight. You need to get to the polls.
Yep.
You have a lot of agriculture in your constituency, right, in your district?
I do.
Is there any issue with tariffs?
Well, yeah, there is. And in certain sectors of the ag community, who have been hit the hardest. Dairy was one of those, and they're grateful for the most recent trade deal with Mexico and Canada. They're looking at that very positive now. But it was interesting talking to agricultural leaders and individual farmers in my district. Though they were very concerned, they were hoping that this trade negotiation, the tariffs, would end soon and end positively. Yet, I don't know how many of them said to me, we do know, though, that in order to get to what we need to get to for the long term, it's going to take some effort, some pain, and some time. And I was pleasantly surprised as I attended large ag group settings or met with individual farmers. That was the general tenor that was out there. It may hurt us. It may take us some time to bounce back, and some of our friends and neighbors, in fact, may go under. Mm. But we believe if we're going to turn it around, this is what's going to have to happen. Well, they're seeing it take place now, and hopefully it's come in time to save some of those who are the weakest, and they can continue in their agriculture efforts. The same in the metal forming industry. Our steel mills have been doing great because of these tariffs, pushing back on the dumping that came in from China and India and other places. But the metal forming companies were paying more for their parts and the products to build what they build. But they're seeing now that change take place. And so I think there's a general optimism that's coming. But a war always has some casualties. We just want to make sure that the least amount of casualties take place as possible, and that we never forget that in order to win this, we had to reverse some bad things that went on from both parties in administrations over the past number of years that walked up to the line that they had drawn, but never held the other nations, specifically China, the European Union, Asian communities, etc., responsible for what was in their trade deals. And now this president, this administration, and thankfully this Congress, is holding their feet to the fire now and saying no farther.
So let me ask you, Tim, as you're speaking to the farmers out there, are they still supporting Stabenow this time around, or are they going to give John James a shot?
It remains to be seen. Stabenow has so much money and is so ingrained in the ag community. The ag organizations are supporting her. Whether or not the individual farmers are remains to be seen.
Yeah.
I know a lot of them that aren't. I know a number of them in the dairy community are not going to support Debbie Stabenow.
Thank God.
I know some corn growers and soybean growers and cattlemen, etc., who are not going to support her personally, but their organizations are, and that concerns me.
Yeah, and let's call them out right here on the air, Tim. What are those organizations? What are those farm organizations that are supporting Debbie Stabenow merely because she's on the Ag Committee? You know, we can get John James put on the Ag Committee. It just takes a little effort, right, and a little time, but we
absolutely
can do it.
But remember this, one thing good. We saw with the election of Trump last time, that while the unions, just like some of the associations, supported Hillary because they thought that's the way they had to go, and she would win, and so she would then protect them and help them, individuals didn't. And to this day, I talk with many of my friends in the labor community who are bona fide, card-carrying union members. Yet they'll come up to me and say, hey, you supporting our guy? And when I say, who's your guy? They say, hey, the president, Trump, he's our guy. You support him, we support you. I think that's out there with a lot of farmers as well. And so John James just needs to get out there. Individual citizens need to support him. He's way behind on finances. What do you expect? The machines are out there supporting her, and she's been raising these funds all during this tenure. And yet, just like Trump, didn't have as much money as Hillary.
Yeah.
And Trump won, and that's why John James, who's an attractive candidate, who's sincere, who's articulate, who's passionate, I believe can win if we simply get behind him, regardless of what the polls are saying. And the other side's going to lie, too. You know, you ask about my opponent, you see her ad up there saying, in 20 years, I've raised the debt $5 trillion. Now, first of all, I haven't been there 20 years. I'm only in my fifth term. That's 10 years. So she's not accurate on those counts, and she's certainly not accurate on the $5 trillion. That came from her former president that she supported so strongly.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Yep, exactly. So let me ask you this then, Tim. Part two of the tax cuts, making our tax cut, people's tax cuts, permanent, is that coming after the election?
We passed it in the House. It sits in the Senate.
Okay. So, and that goes right to the point. This is why we must get rid of Debbie Stabenow and give one more Republican vote to help pass these laws that you guys in the House are passing left and right, and yet the Senate can't do it because we don't have 60 votes.
Right.
You guys passed H.R. 38, right?
Pardon?
You guys passed reciprocity, right?
Yeah, we passed reciprocity. There's very little we didn't pass. We even passed the health care repeal of Obamacare. And, of course, McCain was the one to deep six that. But remember, I think the president has been saying accurately, more so not just dumping on McCain, but dumping on the fact that not one Democrat stood up to support that. So remember that. Not one Democrat supported the repeal of Obamacare in the House. Not one Democrat supported the original tax cut that ultimately became law and is impacting us positively all across the nation. Not one in the House nor in the Senate.
Yeah. Well, the Democrats have been planning on raising taxes should they come back, right?
Yeah, they've got an official plan, right, Tim?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Nancy Pelosi has set down in the plan. And that's what my opponent and others will be voting on and supporting if they were to get elected. And again, that's why people, now it comes down to crunch time. I remember when I used to go on the wrestling mat, and no matter what it was in practice, no matter how many guys had tried to take me out during the challenge a day before the wrestling meet, I defeated them. Now I was on the mat. You forget about all that went on in the past. You leave the bitterness, the hurt, whatever. You leave it behind, and you get out there and you win on the mat. And the same thing is here. It's time to it's crunch time. Win on the mat, because if we don't, the guy that you got in office, Donald Trump, who many people really worried about, but said, let's try something new, and now they've seen that all that he said he was going to do, he's attempted to do. The House has supported him in all of that, and what we've gotten through is actually working to the point, this economy is great, our security is great, our military is resourced, not just the Pentagon, but the actual people out in the field, the commanders and the military personnel that's out there. And oh, by the way, their families have received the raise. All of that stuff is going on because of leadership that has stepped up to the plate and said, we said the American people, we're going to do it, we're going to do it, and the only ones pushing back are the Democrats.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Tim. Let's put ourselves 4 months out. And I'm praying and hoping to God that we have a don't lose the House.
Red wave.
That we pick up and get that red wave. I do have one concern that I would like to see addressed in 2019. Can we get the spending under control? You know, I know Trump, the last time I saw, he had not filled like 20,000 positions in the federal government. So that's down. He's doing his job not filling positions or whatever is going on there. But why is the spending still going up?
Why can't we get zero-based budgeting?
Well, again, we go back to the makeup of majorities in the House and Senate.
Yeah.
And that's the basic answer. Secondarily, you have an interest rate that continues to climb, not an interest rate, but interest paid on the debt that continues to climb unless you can start reducing the mandatory spending. That only comes by getting a full-blown budget that reduces not only discretionary spending but mandatory spending to the present. We have been successful for the first time in 22 years in getting three-quarters, 75% of the entire appropriations package to the president for signing, and that happened 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's the first time in 22 years. Now, we didn't get all 12 bills through. We got 75% of it, and all of those had reductions in it. The ones that remain are those toughest budgets that the Democrats absolutely would not support any way, shape, or form, any type of negotiation on it, to the direction that we wanted to go. So hopefully, you guys, your lips to God's ears and to the voters' ears and to their fingers at the ballot box will give us a majority in the Senate that looks like we could possibly pick up 3 to 5 more seats. We keep the House so that we can move forward legislation to the Senate, who will then pass it with 60 votes. Send it to the president, we can start to draw that down.
Okay, that sounds great. So, Tim, give us your website. Let's help you out a little bit here. Give us your website because Election Day is nearing, and we want people to help you out and think about you and read your positions and get the truth. What are your websites?
WahlbergForCongress.com. That's my campaign website, WahlbergForCongress.com, and for official purposes, Wahlberg.House.gov. But we need the help. We need people at the polls. We need yard sign spots. We need finances. All of that, the Democrats are raising huge dollars. They're motivated. When you have people like Barbara Streisand and other Democrat Hollywood people sending money directly to my opponent, and George Soros and Steyer and all of the rest, and Nancy Pelosi funneling about $600,000 toward her, that's a challenge that we have to face. But I've always said it takes less money to run on a good record than hide a bad record, and that's her problem, not my problem.
Great. All right, Tim, well, thank you so much for calling in, and we will see you next month, if not before. If you have something come up and you want to talk to us, make sure you just call into the show.
Look forward to it, and hopefully today Kavanaugh will be confirmed, and we can go on and maybe look for another Supreme Court justice appointment.
Yes, praying for it right now. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
And Facebook, have a great weekend.
Facebook can have more pictures of dogs and cats.
Exactly. So let's bring this. Folks, this is the time. It's not just you voting in November. You have to make sure your family is registered. I think it's our priority past the time.
Yes, it is.
We're not going to be able to register. But
wait a minute. A Democrat can show them how to get around that.
Make sure you're talking it up to those people who are registered and can legally vote. Five friends, five family members, five independents, and even talk to those Democrats. You know, sit down and have an honest, you don't have to push anything. Just make them explain. A lot of times they will not be able to back up and explain themselves, and that alone sets the light bulb off. And so you have to get out and campaign a little bit this year. I know we say this almost every election, at least in the last 8 years anyways. This is the most important. This is because Donald Trump cannot do this alone. And if we lose the House, the only thing the Democrats will do in the House is go for impeachment and investigations and more nonsense. We will not get Tax Cut Part 2, which makes our – they're going to push tax increases on us. And, folks, if you like the way things are going, more jobs for everybody, more pay increases for everybody, you must keep control with the Republicans. You have to, folks. I know you're not always happy with them, but this is the option we have. Get out and campaign. Put those signs up. Make some phone calls. Talk to your family and friends. If you're at the gas pump, if you're at the bar – talk it up a little bit. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be mean about it. But talk nicely about, man, I'm very happy. Maybe try that optimistic. Man, I'm so happy that the unemployment. Just say it out loud.
So nice to have money in my pocket for gas.
Exactly, you know? Right? Hey, these are the things we have to do this time around. I feel like I'm always beating this horse to death. But this is the time, folks. We've got 30 days. 30 days to make sure we retain the House. And for the love of God, Michigan, please, let us not send Debbie Stabenow back to the Senate. John James is a veteran.
Throw some money his way for TV
advertisements. He's a smart, caring individual. Try something different for a change. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Take care.